I'm Harman Himan and here is your OFM Agriculture News. The MEC of Agriculture and Rural Development, Benny Malakuane, has welcomed the adoption without amendment of the National Minimum Wage Bill, or NMW, by Parliament's Select Committee on Economic Development. South Africa's Labour Minister, Mildred Oliphant, presented the amended bill before the National Assembly yesterday. It was passed by an overwhelming majority. Malakuane says it is a step in the right direction.
This has been said all along and been advanced by the African National Congress. This is an attempt again to bring about a better life for all. And I think it's a simpler way of alleviating hunger and poverty that has bedeviled many of the members of our societies, particularly those who are unemployed and those who do not have any means to look after themselves.
The bill provides for workers to be paid no less than 20 rand an hour, while agricultural workers are set to earn 18 rand an hour for the first year, and 15 rand will be stipulated for domestic workers. The bill will be sent to Parliament's upper house for ratification and becomes law once President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed it. The Free State High Court has granted an urgent court order prohibiting access to a farm in the Virginia area by a group of community members. This comes after about 600 people who were believed to be from Melodyne turned up at the farm Christiana on Monday. They burnt felt in preparation to measure out stands. According to information, a local councillor told community members that they can occupy the farm as the municipality is planning to buy the farm. The farm owner, Andres Pinar, alerted police who had to use tear gas to disperse the crowd. The group then went on to block the road to Winburg with burning tires and rubble. They also pelted stones at police members. The road behind Melodyne were also blocked. Pinar's wife, Gerda, confirmed to OFM News that the court order was granted denying access to all three of their farms. Pinar says the situation is currently calm on the farm. She also applauded police for their swift reaction and restoring calm. Meanwhile, police spokesperson Thandi Mbambo says two of the 11 suspects that were arrested on a charge of trespassing were released on 500 rand bail. The suspects appeared in the Virginia Magistrates Court yesterday. Mbambo says the 9 suspects remain in custody. They were refused bail because they couldn't provide proof of their nationality. The case against them were postponed till next week Tuesday, when they are expected to apply for bail. And it's all systems go for the Northern Cape Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development's Female Entrepreneur Awards. The gala event aimed at advancing the cause of women by honoring those who are leaving a permanent mark in the agricultural sector is taking place tonight in Warrenton. There are 29 participants in this year's competition, which forms part of Women's Month celebrations. Categories include the best female farm worker, subsistence producer, and the top smallholder, processing, export and commercial entrepreneurs. An overall winner will be announced and will receive prize money of 250,000 rand. There is also special awards for both youth and the disabled. This was your Agriculture Bulletin, only on OFM.